In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Hello and welcome to welcome to Morning Coffee with Dr. T. This is our new time. We are now at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, and this is our new time for our live broadcast. And I want to thank everyone for being here and joining us as we start with our new things that we're doing here for 2025. I hope by now all of you have joined our new Tenpenny Prime membership. We will give you a topical white paper in week two, a pre-recorded educational presentation in week three, and then a live Ask the Expert meeting on the last Wednesday night of the month, or mostly, usually that's when it's going to be. If you're already an existing member, thank you so much, and we really appreciate your support. You can still log into drtenpenny.com. Go to the membership area, and your regular membership is there. It's exactly the same. We've set it up. It's really pretty to be able to have all these things in it that we're creating specifically for you that you can watch and learn from there. If you're a brand new member and you want to join us and join all of the things that we're doing and support the work that we're doing so that by you becoming a member, your monthly or annual support is what allows us to do so many things for free and to make that freely available educationally for everyone. And the new membership is at shoptenpenny.net. If you go over to the membership area there, you can see where you can log in and become a member. If you are already a member, you can find your membership for right now where it has always been at drtenpenny.com. And again, we thank you so much for joining us. This year in 2025, we want to have a big mix of free and membership content, and we want to make this a really action-packed, empowering year for the time ahead. So this morning, we're going to have a little bit different. I invited a guest to come on with us this morning to talk about some really important and serious things that are going on in our food supply. This morning, we're going to be speaking to Brad Martin. Brad Martin is a trailblazer in farming and farm-to-table commerce. As the founder of Echo Valley Ranch, he has spent over two decades connecting local farms with their communities. In 2004, he took this mission further by launching My Real Foods, an online sale and scheduling platform built for farmers, food hubs, and consumers who would like to purchase. Unlike traditional marketplaces, My Real Foods gives farmers complete control over their customers, delivery schedules, and pricing, while offering powerful tools like weight-based pricing, automated invoicing, and targeted marketing. Under Brad's leadership, it has transformed how small farmers sell and distribute their products, making local, healthier, real foods more accessible and getting away from all that factory farm and knowing your local farmer. With a deep commitment to quality food, Brad continues to empower farmers, helping them scale their business while preserving the personal connections to make local food systems thrive. His work has been attacked by government policies in favor of big food and big tech above the health needs of the consumers and the citizens who demand something better. His mission is to bring you the safest, healthiest food possible, the way food was meant to be delivered before big business interfered. Now, welcome, Brad. Welcome to the show. We're so glad that you're here. I know that you're very busy and taking a few minutes this morning to talk to us about the things that you've created, which are just phenomenal. And with the big focus now on making America healthy again and having really healthy foods, it's just phenomenal. But you have been harassed and hassled by big government. Tell us your story and what is happening with that.
Okay, well, good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. Like you said in your opening, we grew up in the industrial model of farming. We moved away from that in 2006. Would never go back. And I guess I've been in it long enough. Kind of my desire going forward is to open it up and help get more people into it. And the biggest obstacle by far, so farmers deal with the weather, they deal with the markets, they deal with parasites, pestilence. But by far, our biggest obstacle is government regulation and in Canada, supply management interference. And so I don't know if you want me to go into my backstory now about how we got into this, but.
Well, it's you've got the platform, so whatever you
okay.
want to discuss is fine with me.
Okay, I'll try and keep this brief, but we're only allowed 100 hens as a non-quota farmer in Ontario. So we have tried to abide by that rule. So last summer we had 100 hens, but we keep our hens out on grass, out on pasture, we move them around. Late last fall, the neighbor's dogs got into them and killed off about half of them just before they came in for winter. Type of thing that happens. So, and it traumatized the balance of them to the point they had quit laying. So we restocked with 100 hens, fresh hens. But in the lag time between getting the new hens, some of those old ones started laying again. So when the new hens arrived, rather than dispatch of the old ones, I decided they're laying eggs. I'll keep them as long as they're productive. So that bumped me over that magical mark of 100 hens. And then lo and behold, this winter, the egg inspector comes around to see how many hens we have. And maybe I should have just kicked them off the property, but I try to be reasonable. And I told him, 150 hens. I mean, the average quota holder has 22,000 hens. So I thought maybe 150 hens would not bother him, but it sure did. Said that won't work. So I just kind of half chokingly said, so what do you want me to do? Start wringing some necks? And he said, yes, you have to get rid of them. And I'm like, okay, fine. You want to protect your market, but my customers want my eggs for a couple reasons. One is the diet they're fed. We are what we eat, and so are our animals. So an egg is a reflection of what the hen has been eating. And so we do not, so we want locally grown organic food for the hen. I say locally grown because most commercial poultry feed comes from China. Very hard to verify just how organic it is. And plus the money flows out of our local economy and across the country. So it's locally grown organic feed. It's soy free. A lot of our customers have, severe reactions to soy. So no soy in the diet. And the third thing is they have to be on pasture for the summer. Those three things, I said, supply me with those eggs. I'll buy them from you and I'll distribute them to my customers. He said, well, we don't produce those kinds of eggs. And I said, okay, so then why wouldn't I be allowed to? Because that's against the rules. I said, where's the logic in that? He's like, I don't make the rules, I just enforce them, got to get those numbers down, and he left. And I'm like, okay, so now what? So I send the letter out to my members, letting them know, and they're infuriated too, because what the egg board is trying to do is take away their options. They're trying to force them to buy their eggs. And I guess this is the impasse we sit at now. The countdown's on. I have until February 22 to get into compliance. And if not, then I guess we'll see what their next move is.
Could you take the 50 hens that are over the limit and sell them or give them to somebody as opposed to killing them?
We can, but I'm focusing on the principle here.
I see.
If I take those 50, if those 50 hens go somewhere else, those 50 hens are still producing into the marketplace. So if those 50 hens are a problem, I guess they need to be dispatched. But it does not make any logical sense to me that I can't provide the type of eggs my customers want for them.
And, are you taking the egg board to court? Is that the next step of what your fight back is? Which it sounds like it should be, but is
well, customers are looking into that. But I guess I'm a little jaded with our justice system. I've been through it before, and that's a story for another day. But it truly is a system, and it's not what you know, it's who you know. And like I say, we have supply management, and they have infiltrated government our farm organizations. They're stacked up with lawyers. My experience has been you will run yourself broke trying to fight them, and they've got all the money in the world. They're happy to do it.
And what do you think is the true motivation behind this strict enforcement? How many eggs does one chicken lay in one day?
Roughly one.
One.
We have the brown hens, so we run about a 90%. So out of 100 hens, we expect 90 eggs a day from 100 hens.
So it doesn't seem to me as though on the grand scheme of things, of factory farming and, you know, mass production of eggs, that an additional 50 eggs a day should make a difference to anybody. Why? Who's behind this and why is this happening?
So it is, they are very rigorous about controlling market share. So if I get 50 and the next guy gets 50 and the third guy gets 50, that's what they're worried about. You know, I've been advocating we need a two-tier system. The industrial model is very good at producing a lot of cheap eggs for the supermarket. The small guy is very good at filling niche markets. Like if you look at the industrial attempts to do free-range eggs, you know, it'd be laughable if it wasn't so pitiful. You know, honking big barns with a little chain link fence at one end and one small hole where the hens could come out into a gravel yard. You know, we have one in our neighborhood. I maybe once saw one hen out there pecking around. Because the hen theoretically could go outside, they can market them as free range.
Oh, wow.
But they most certainly are not. So I'm advocating we need a two-tier system. If you want to regulate the industrial model, you know, fine, go for it. But if someone has a market for their own eggs, I don't see why they think they can limit someone else's livelihood or why they're entitled to livelihood and no one else is.
So are your customers rallying behind you? Are you petitioning the government and getting a big force that's going? And is there anything that our listeners, because we have a lot of listeners from Canada, you know, where you are. And in fact, Michelle and Diane are from Canada work for the company here. And that's how we got introduced to you and heard about what you were doing. Is there anything that we can do and our listeners can do to rally and support what you're doing there in Ontario?
Well, I think we just need to, people need to start talking about it. Like I say, and I think this is not just for small farmers. This is for everybody. People feel like they're not being heard. You know, we've been advocating for years. Like I say, we have three farm organizations. None of them will speak up on behalf of the small guy. They've all been bought out by the supply management cartels. And the politicians, same way, they've been whined and they've been dined. They don't want to touch it. In fact, if you want to hear crickets in January, just email your local MP or member of parliament and ask them, you know, if they'd be willing to hold it. Supply management boards accountable for how they disperse market share, and nothing but cricket noises. They will not touch the issue. So I think we just need to get more broader public awareness and have people start speaking up on behalf of the small farmers.
Well, is there a website or an email address that people can contact you and be get behind you on the support of this? Because so many people now are really wanting good quality food and organically raised and no pesticides and all these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Where can we find you and support your cause of what you're doing for small farmers?
Okay, well, they can look me up at Echo Valley Ranch. But I can warn you, our store is closed because our existing customers get priority and my products are all going to them. And that's why, instead of me growing larger, I would like to bring more people on board. But how to encourage someone to get into farming when I know they're going to have regulators at their doorstep? Not everybody wants to put up with that kind of hassle, always looking over your shoulder. And so that's why I'm speaking up. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not an activist. I'm not organized. I don't have a. I'm just putting my story out there, and we'll see if someone can pick it up and turn it into something.
Well, thank you. We will definitely do that. Anything else that you would like to let our listeners know this morning?
No, not really. Just keep supporting the small guy. You know, find a farmer who's got some eggs. And before long, he'll need more than 100 hens. And you'll be in the same boat I am in, and this is just the way it goes. But if nothing else, we can maybe run them off their feet and keep them busy chasing us down.
Dr. Chi, if I could say something here. Brad, are we able to share the letter that you were sent to with
Yes.
our audience?
Yes, go ahead.
So that way our audience, that's one thing that our audience can do to be active and to support what's happening. Because as we were talking, Dr. Chi, before you came into the room, was about how this is not a central issue. This is not just in Ontario or Canada. This is global. This is happening across the board. And in Canada, over the last few years, what we saw to take notice was when people showed up in Ottawa in trucks. And what we're seeing happening in Europe are farmers showing up inside of their own machinery in protests and different things like that. And it seems like, you know, instead of listening to the people, massive action is what is getting attention, you know, annoying them on the highways or whatever it might be. But it feels like that's the only way to get people to pay attention and to care, because it's not loud enough. And that's one of the reasons I want to make sure Brad came on the show, was to let people hear it louder. This is not just here. This is absolutely everywhere. And we have seen so many videos of this over the last few years. And, you know, whether it's about eggs, and, you know, our team always makes these meme jokes about, recently it was about Valentine's Day. What can you give the person you love? Something really expensive, and they show them an egg. I mean, this is where we're at. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's not a shortage of eggs. It's them cutting it. It's cutting you at the knees so you don't get it. And that's where I see the bigger picture is here. So if we can absolutely, and can we say the name, Brad? Are we open to go ahead and say who they should contact?
Yes. Yeah.
And I'll put that on the description as well. So her name is Maria Leal.
Yeah.
And I will share that information on the description. So anyone who's listening here, I'll send it to you. But it's so important, like Brad said, you know, make an effort, call these people, tell them what your demands are. A lot of the consumers, from what I understand, are calling her and saying, you know, their opinions about what they want to have happen here. And their disgust in what's happening, again, going back to policy over health. And what we have seen this. It has nothing to do with the well-being of society, with the well-being of the citizens and the people, and certainly nothing to do with health. It's not like you have 150 hens on your farm, Brad, and they're all getting sick because there's 150 of them.
Correct.
There's no reasoning Correct. Behind it, except that they want to cut us at the knees. So thank you. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that we could all, that's one thing we can all do, is to go ahead and call and email and do whatever it takes to make noise over there so that we could help the entire situation, the movement, like you were saying, Brad, you said this is the principle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If we don't start small, we don't get anywhere.
Absolutely. Yes. Didn't think of that, but that's a great idea. Get the people to call the egg board and give, you know, let them know how the consumer feels.
Yeah, and we proved down here in the States, you know, that the overwhelming response by the citizens. I mean, like what we were doing to really support Bobby Kennedy's confirmation as HHS. I mean, the senators there said we've never seen anything like this. The overwhelming response. They were getting up to 600 phone calls an hour of people calling, and it shut down the entire board at Washington, D.C. It's like, yes, it's we the people are taking back. And the people that are, you know, and I think that our farmers are the most important people in our society. I mean, they create our food. You know, we that live in houses and have white collar jobs, I mean, we're not, you know, we may have a little garden, but we don't really create our food. And back, a couple summers ago, when the farmers in Belgium just went crazy and they all got in their tractors and their combines and they pulled the big trucks full of manure and put manure all over the steps of the parliament. I mean, I was cheering them on. I thought this is actually what these think that they're above all the rest of our little lower level plebeian sort of society here, but it's the way that we have to take back our countries and our world. So Brad, we're fully supportive of what you're doing, and we will do our best to rally the troops behind your cause and get more people involved, because you can't get involved if you don't know. And so I'm really a big believer in that knowledge is power. And so the knowledge that you brought for us here today is powerful. And I want to thank you very much, and thank you for your fight. And we'll do our best to support you.
I appreciate your support. Thanks for having me on and getting the word out.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Yeah. Well, everybody, who knew? I mean, who kind of knew what the that there was even such a thing as an egg board? Who even knew? So Brad, you can, down in the right hand corner there, you can click for you to exit the meeting and go about your wonderful day taking care of people. It says leave in the lower right hand corner. Very good. You know, knowledge is power. And if we don't know that these things are happening and we don't have any idea, I mean, when Michelle first started talking to me about this, and I read a little bit about his story, I thought, who even knew there was such a thing as an egg board, looking at little farmers and counting the number of chickens they have that they're taking care of? I mean, we are so in this fight and being able to take our country and take our world back. And each one of these stories that we hear and we try to bring forward to you as a customer service thing, a public service announcement to get people involved in saying, you know, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And the only way we can do that is power is in numbers. And you don't have to dedicate your whole life to it, but you could dedicate a couple hours a week to activism and making phone calls and being involved in all the things that are happening in Washington, D.C., and all the things that are happening in Canada. I mean, Trump seems to be really serious about making Canada our 51st state and making Trudeau the governor. Ooh, I don't know how Canadians feel about that. I think they feel good about becoming a 51st state because there's a lot of taxes that'll be saved and all that. But I don't know how they feel about making Trudeau their governor. We've watched a lot of that nonsense this year. So on to any other additional questions that we have. There's no questions that are popping up here in the Q&A this morning. Anything else, girls, that you want to talk about while we're waiting for Q&As to come, for questions to come into our chat here?
You know, Dr. T, we were talking earlier before the show started, and we were talking about how people have this illusion of authority, which is why they keep just following what these bureaucrats and these government agencies do. And, you know, we have so many good lawyers, but I rarely see one that will attack the actual authority or lack thereof on something. We have lawyers, they challenge constitutionality, they challenge regulations, they challenge, but nobody really digs down deep to find out whether or not these people have the authority to do it, because they don't, and how they came about in all this bureaucracy and paperwork and charters and whatever it is that they want to call it, where they inserted their false authority to make people think that we have to follow them. They don't. And if we just all took the time to research and dig down into our history, follow our founding docs. I was telling Michelle, I don't know how it goes in Canada, but follow that trail. You'll see they have done. And if you can win that in court, that sets such a precedent, because if you have no authority, then nothing else you try to do matters, because you don't have the authority and it all dies right there.
Yeah, I agree with that, Cookie. And, you know, we kind of have become this society. I think it happened since 9/11. That when people tell you to do something, you just do it. Like one example that pops into my mind is going to the airport. And, you know, they say, stand over here, and you stand in front of this thing where they do a visual scan. They've got your driver's license. It's got a photo on it. All they have to do is hold it up and look at you. They don't need to also take your picture. And it says that all the pictures that are taken are immediate. It's like they take the photo and it's deleted, photo and deleted. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't trust our government to do that. I mean, if they've got the opportunity to take pictures, photo identification pictures of millions of citizens that travel, even if you only travel once a year, and then you do that. And so, like, because some guy or gal that says they're from TSA says, here, stand over here and take your picture. You know,
Dr. T, last time I went through, you told me about that. This was back in December, and you had warned me about that. And you were talking to a group of people. This is out in the quantum leap, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do what Dr. Tenpenny said now. And you were right. When we came across a TSA, and I said, I'm opting out. And he was like, okay, no problem, pass through.
exactly. It's like, okay.
Yeah, but then I was re as I was standing in line, I was reading how long they can actually keep your picture. They can keep it for several weeks, and if they're saying several weeks, they can keep it as long as they want. And they're tracking you with that information for several weeks. And now, when you get to the actual airplane, like when you're coming in and you're showing your passport to actually get board the plane, they're trying to take your picture again there. And there's a very far away sign, very far away. You got to kind of look for it to even notice it's there with the US Border Patrol information on it. And on there, it says, if you want to opt out, just let the agent know. So I said, okay. So I told everybody in the line, guys, this is not mandatory. You can opt out. This is biometrics. Just don't do it. So I told the agent, I'm opting out. And they didn't know what to do with me. They're like, you can't. It's mandatory. I'm like, that's not what your sign says. It's right there. Your sign says it's not mandatory and I can opt out. And she argued with me. She pulled me aside. They took half an hour calling customs, border patrol, all of it to try to figure out if they could let me in, even though their sign says you can opt out.
Well, and that's just what we have been, you know. Good for you, Michelle. I mean, you always fight with them. You always fight with them about something. I can't tell you how many times she's fought with Border Patrol people, either coming across in a car or on an airplane. She's always fighting with them. It's like, you go, girl. You set the example for the rest of us. But I've never stood in front of that camera. And since 9/11, I've never gone through the scan where I have to put my hands up. Never. Not once since 9/11, since 2001. And I opt out, and usually they put me through just the little, metal screener sort of thing. I've had a couple of times, maybe twice in what, 23 years, that they've actually pulled me aside and done like a pat down. And usually I'm making comments underneath my breath at the time, like saying, "How do you like your job? How do you like doing what you're told?" Just little comments like that, planting a seed. And sometimes the TSA person will respond back to me and say, "It's just a job, ma'am. I just need to, I picked up this job part-time. It's a government job. I need to get out of debt. It's an extra sort of thing." But these are the slippery slopes that we get into, that I'm just doing my job. Just like the gentleman, like Brad just said, when the egg guy came in and said, egg guy came in and said, "Hey, I don't make the rules, I just enforce them." Didn't they say stuff like that in Germany? Isn't that kind of what they said? You know, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm just doing what I'm told. Is that what happened at USAID, USAID, when all with 14,000? I was on a show earlier this morning and we were talking about this. And I said, if I had a business and I had 14,000 employees and somebody came in and did an audit and said, you only need 300 of them, I mean, it would blow my mind. I mean, that would mean that 14,000 people have been on my payroll. I've been paying them to do what? And in the Substack that I wrote on Saturday, it was like, if those people knew that they were writing checks to other government things that we should not have been wasting money on, and they were not willing to be a whistleblower, then they're complicit in the crime. You know, and if they and the to use the excuse, "Hey, it was just a job, ma'am, and I was just doing what I was told," doesn't fly. And it certainly doesn't fly in 2025. And so all of you out there that are hearing this today, and you're going to re-listen to it in the future, you know, think about that. Think about your job and what you're doing. And if it's really immoral, illegal, questionable, you could be complicit in that. Don't do it. Question everything.
Dr. T, you know, now that you mentioned that, at least now there's some sort of discourse, right? What happens when AI takes over? You have no discourse. It's just what these machines say, whatever the algorithm is taught to say. And so, you had this phenomenal X Spaces the other day with Matthew Hunt, and there was so much information there. And I don't think people really realized until the discussion was going deep into everything just how alarming this is and just how far this will reach, not just the takeover of medical freedom, but the takeover of everything.
It's true. And because of that, you were talking about the X spaces. This is and we had an interview yesterday afternoon. I'm not sure if that was live or if it's going to be aired in a couple of days, but we did an interview. Matt and I did an interview with Mike Adams, and it was really very good. It was a great interchange because Mike is rather pro AI and he thinks there can have a lot of benefits from it. And the conclusion of that discussion was there's good and bad in everything. But it's how you use it and how you allow it to be used on you. And if you don't know that there's a nefarious side of AI, and particularly what it will do, sorting through your health records, sorting through your health freedom. Mike had made the comment, or maybe Matt did. He said, sometimes when you go into the doctor and you're kind of bad, kind of down, it's like, man, I just have had it. I could just, check out here. And AI interprets that as a suicidal risk. Now suddenly you could get your security clearances pulled. You could get your if you're a pilot, you could be put on furlough. And you were just saying something, maybe you're just having a bad day. And all of us say occasionally, oh man, if a suicide wasn't against my religion, I'd opt for that. And you just don't really mean it. It's just part of your language and you just sort of say it. And that AI could take that and misinterpret that, and it could have a downline effect on your health premiums, on your insurances, on your ability to drive a car, fly an airplane, all those sorts of things. So this webinar that we're doing on March the 1st is about the AI takeover of your health freedom. And what sort of potential ramifications that could be. Mike is also actually on March 1st. He's releasing a local sort of piece of software. It's going to be called Enoch, and it's like ways that you can go in and like if you go out to Google now and want to look up like how do I naturally treat a sinus infection, you may have to go down like 14 different ways to find it, or even AI is not going to give you the right answer. He's releasing Enoch on March the 1st, and we're going to help with that. And he's going to help with promoting our webinar. The webinar is March the 1st. You can sign up for it at learningforyou.org. And I think there's a number after it now. Matt changed the URL cookie. What is it? Do you know?
Oh, I lost my mute button there. No, as of this morning, it's still learningforyou.org/AI. So it's learning the number 4, YOU.org/AI.
Yeah, and make sure you put in .org and not .com. Put in .org, learningforyou.org/AI. Our webinar is on March the 1st. You can sign up and register for it now. It's at a discounted rate right now. It was $249. It's now at $199. And it's a 3-hour webinar. It goes from 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, kind of like the parasitism webinar that we did. We're going to have 2 hours of information about messenger RNA and all the platforms that are happening there. And then Matt's going to talk a lot about the dark side of AI in our healthcare. The conclusion that we came to after talking to Mike Adams yesterday was, there's good and bad in everything, and it all depends on how it's used on you. And they got us kind of in that pathway of getting used to AI and part of our medical records by implementing the electronic medical records. And how many times have people have said over the last 10 years, my doctor spends more time with their head down typing on the keyboard than they do looking at me or examining me or talking to me or any facial expression and interaction. And people complain about that. But now we've gotten used to it, we just sort of accept it. And so that's a slippery slope down the next place of what AI can do to our medical freedom, what it can do to your insurance, your life insurance premiums. Matt used an example of saying, if AI looks at you and by some algorithm, they say you're 55 years old, you're 60 pounds overweight, You're a smoker, you don't exercise. That means your life expectancy has been cut by 4 or 5 years. That makes your life insurance premiums go up, and it makes your health insurance premiums go up. So we're going to have a really in-depth conversation about this. It's going to be really, really good. We're going to be talking about the problems with the messenger RNA and what a poison it is. And I looked this up the other night because of something that I'm writing that I'm working on, that as of December, the end of December of 24, just a couple of months ago, there were 268 vaccines, 268 vaccines in the developmental pipeline. There were 170 vaccines for bioterrorism, things like botulism and stuff like that. 268. And I made that comment yesterday when we were talking to Mike, and Matt made a follow-up comment. He said those are the ones that they admit to that they know that we know about. Wow. So that's why vaccination is such a hot topic and why they're all, you know, there's so much money in it, not only about the research and development of the vaccine, the production of the vaccine, the distribution of the vaccine, but all the money that they make off of you after you've been vaccinated and you become sick. And so that's why everybody's like, oh, we can't touch our life-saving vaccines. I thought if I heard that one more time on Bobby Kennedy's confirmation hearing about our life-saving vaccines, and oh my gosh, he may just like make it so that nobody could get vaccinated. Wouldn't that be great? Our life-saving vaccines. I was going to take my shoe off and throw it at the computer. It was just like, ah, those people know nothing. They know nothing. They're just parroting the mainstream. So please join up for our webinar. It's on March the 1st on AI. It's the AI taking over of your health care, of your health freedom and your health care. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Dr. T, you make a very good point about that. What is going to happen to our medical system? This AI course is going to be is absolutely extremely important right now. Think about Canada for a second. Let's talk about MAID in Canada. MAID, I believe, is how they are spelling it here. So if you show up and you have vaccine injuries, oh, you know, I'm so sorry, we can't help you, but we can euthanize you.
Exactly.
Or how about I'm really depressed. So let's talk about what you just said. Everything shows up on this algorithm. Well, this person is, you know, can now considered clinically depressed. Well, we can euthanize you. These are the options people are giving. How about, you know, we can't find a doctor anymore because everybody's died off from having 5 million shots. So now you're limited and you don't have anybody you can see. Well, we can euthanize you. This is where it's at.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, the medical, I think I read somewhere, one of you guys, Michelle, you or Diane can correct me, but I think I read somewhere, this was a while ago, you know, a few weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer. That there were more people that died in Canada in the last year of MAID, medically assisted death, medically assisted intentional death, than there were actually people who committed suicide. And so they went into the doctor and they killed them. Medically assisted death is murder. They killed them. There were more people that died in Canada from that than there were from people who actually chose to take their own life. It's horrible, horrifying.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. They were even offering it to people who couldn't afford rent. You know, people who couldn't afford their life, you know, rents here are ridiculous. It's just really sad. And it's extremely frightening of what this could lead to. You know, Vlad, remember Vlad from Hugs Over Masks? He called me this morning. And he's in Miami at the moment. And he was telling me, he said, Michelle, you would not believe what I'm seeing here right now. There are robots on the streets, AI, telling you out loud, you are under surveillance for your own protection in Miami.
Oh my.
Like, this is just, I mean, it's the freedom state of the US. What is going on here? There's robots walking around. It just goes to show you blue cities in red states, you know. But again, the future isn't always beautiful. AI can do many amazing things to assist, but it should not be used as a replacement for your common sense. Can you imagine drones out there deciding who they're going to shoot? They see a jaywalker and decide that person's a criminal. I'm going to shoot them. Like this, you take out the human ability to decipher common sense, emotional situations, or just, hey, it's not always black and white. There's gray. And you don't get that with AI.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've got just a couple of questions that have popped into the Q&A here. So said Julius asked, I read on your Substack, recovering from RSV gives you lifetime immunity. Is that true? It's an infection like chickenpox or measles or mumps or anything like that. So you don't, if you've had it as a child, and most, and up until when they started doing all this vaccination stuff, people that they, it was claimed that almost every child by the age of four, actually by the age of two, and then for sure by the age of four, has had an RSV infection, because it's just a cough and it's a like a bronchitis. And so you can, I believe that that's really true, that you will have a lifetime lifetime immunity from it. And if you don't, so what? It's a cold. It's like the lots of cold viruses and flu viruses out there. It's an absolutely, completely unnecessary vaccine. It's their next billion-dollar blockbuster that has all kinds of horrible stuff in the ingredients. And you really need to do that. Oh, I see over here in the chat, breaking news, Tulsi Gabbard has been confirmed as Director of National Intelligence. Yay. So that speeds up the clock now on Bobby's confirmation and hopefully the other people down the road. So thank you for posting that. I really appreciate it. So one last question here in the Q&A. Have I heard why women are having their babies arriving early? I know two young women that just both had them too early. I don't know what too early is. These gals have not been vaccinated. There can be a whole laundry list of reasons why people go into premature labor. The food, the water, the air, being around vaccinated people with the shedding thing, aluminum stuff, mercury fillings. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And in fact, as I talked a little bit about our membership early on, in the month of March, here, this is February, we're doing cardiovascular month, and we have, I put out the white paper, and then there's a PowerPoint presentation that's been recorded, and then our Ask the Expert is on the 20th of this month, is Dr. Asim Malhotra. And if you guys don't know who Asim is the UK equivalent to Peter McCullough in this country. He's very, very smart. He's an integrative, holistic cardiologist. I cannot believe that I finally snagged him. I've been after him for more than 2 years to come on our show. And he's going to be on our show, and that's free to our members. There will be a fee for that for non-members. So it's less expensive and better to sign up at our membership. For the members that are already there, again, I'll reiterate, your membership you can find at drtenpenny.com if you're already an existing monthly or annual member. If you are a new member that you're just coming on board because you love what we do and you want to support our work, you go to shoptenpenny.net. And hover over the membership tab, and you can become a new member there. Now, I will tell you this too, that when you enroll with an email. Please remember what email you used. If you're like me, I've got 13 different emails I use for different things. You may have two or three emails. Remember the email that you chose to register with, because that's how you're going to re-register. And if you say, I go there and I'm locked out, I can't get in. Our team that is customer service that has noticed that the vast majority of people can't get in because they used the wrong email. They used they did not use the email that they registered with to get back into the site. A site is the place where you can read the white paper, where you can watch the PowerPoint presentation, and the pre-recorded thing that we're going to do with Dr. Malhotra. January was thyroid month. We did a thing with Dr. Group. We're going to be doing this with Dr. Malhotra this month. And next month, it's going to be GI month. It's going to be like the happy gut is going to be the whole month of March. And then in April, the month of April is going to be on reproductive health. And so I write a white paper on all the procedures, what they are, the pros and cons, so that you can look back and check back on that as long as your membership remains active, to be able to see what these things are that doctors are recommending and what you can do instead. The PowerPoint presentation on reproductive health in April will be on the HPV vaccine, because they now give HPV to both boys and girls. And then for the Ask the Member in April, we're going to have a panel discussion with both a urologist, a holistic urologist for the men, and a female for the women. And it's going to be really great. So please join us. We've got great things planning for our members, and it will also be available to non-members for an additional fee. The Ask the Members presentation is like 90 minutes. It's like $49, and it's just less expensive if you just become a member and support us for the whole year. And it keeps us being able to do a lot of these free things and keep the education going for everybody. So I recommendation for a stomach bug, Jillian, that's, you know better than ask that. Now I can say that to Jillian because I've known her for two decades. Stomach, you know, that is a very broad question, and it all depends on what your stomach bug came from an infection, from food poisoning, from something in the environment. So that's a really, really broad question, and it all depends on how you got sick. So anything else, girls, that you want me to talk about this morning? Anything else? Those are all the questions in the Q&A.
Dr. T, there's one more that came from Telegram, and I don't know if you're able to answer this or not, but I'll read it out to you. It says, this week we saw propaganda about monkeypox in New Hampshire, and the other is Ebola warning. I have not been paying attention to any of the media about this. Is there a cure that Dr. Tempany talks about?
Fenbendazole really works for the monkeypox sort of thing. And if you get that, fenbendazole really works. I've heard Lee Merritt talk about that. Vitamin C for any sort of viral infections, high doses of vitamin C. And we always recommend a powdered vitamin C that you can put in water and drink it, because it's more highly absorbed. It's almost as highly absorbed as if you were doing high dose vitamin C IVs, and obviously much less expensive. And we have powdered vitamin C, I believe that's available in our store. And, you know, they're going to do everything, people. Think about how many things President Trump has done in the first 3 weeks of office. I said this morning on an interview that I was on. You know, we usually get a notification from the White House that says, you know, this is what we've accomplished in the first 100 days. You know, and it's only usually a couple of things that are inconsequentials. Well, the White House put out a notification 2 weeks ago that said what we have accomplished in the first 100 hours, and it's been amazing. I mean, in 3 weeks, look at all of the fraud and abuse and wasted money and all the things that have been uncovered already, and it's only been 3 weeks. So, it's just a matter of time. And Matt talked about this yesterday in our interview with Mike Adams. He said, it's just a matter of time before the powers that be get organized and blow back. So pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Pay no attention. Keep your focus on God. Keep your heart pure. Say your prayers. Take the right vitamins. Eat as much organic as you can. Take our zeolite spray every day to continually detox your body and get that out of your system. There's a new parasite cleanse that we have, you know, called Parashield. Everybody's got parasites. You can get that stuff out of your system and pay no attention. You know, way at the very beginning of COVID, back in March of 2020, I said I have the absolute 100% proof positive cure for COVID. Everybody's like, what? What is it? What do I need to take? What do I need to do? The answer is turn off your television. Turn it off. If we didn't know about masks and social distancing and nobody was paying attention and glued to that black box, that television or their phone or whatever, listening to all the people dying and how horrible everything is, if you didn't know that that was going on, you would have just lived your life. I mean, fewer people died of COVID than died of an annual flu that they talk about every year. So the same thing now with the, all that stuff about, monkeypox and Marburg and this and that and the other, turn it off. They want to, particularly now until Bobby Kennedy gets confirmed, oh, all you anti-vax people, all you people that are sending all this stuff out, really? Really? Well, just wait until we unload all of our voluminous amounts of information that we have showing that vaccines are not safe. They don't protect you. They're not necessary. And every single one causes harm. Cookie, any questions over on Rumble this morning?
Nope, I have nothing on Rumble right now.
Anything else on Telegram, Michelle?
Dr. T, I might just say that people have been messaging us about the ParaShield because when we first did the Parasite course, it was on sale for $9 for that week. But if you guys still have not gotten your first bottle, don't worry. You can still get your, if you're a first time buyer, like if you've never bought ParaShield before, we have a link for you to try it for only $15 and it's a full size bottle, guys. That link, we have a short link for it. It's bit.ly/DRT Shield. And Diane will put it up there on the lower third for you guys to see it. And I've put it here into the chat as well. Again, that's bit.ly/DRT Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D. It's only $15. Get it. Try it. It's amazing.
The other thing that I will say on those bit.ly links, they're case sensitive. And so like if you're doing bit.ly/AI, I couldn't get it to work the other night because I put in capital A, capital I, when the appropriate thing was lowercase. So when the girls put up a link or you see it in our on our Friday favorites and the things that we talk about on our Friday favorites newsletter, which gives you special promotions, special discounts, special links to educational material that goes out on Friday. You know, we do a podcast every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Every day there is a small little post that goes up on my Substack that is they are really becoming very popular. You know, the Monday Minute, we post happy hour, our happy hour up there for our I'm Walking with God people, the Thursday Throwback Thursday, the Friday Facts, and then my Substack on Saturday is because, you know, as we're really growing and making it better. So we do this work for you every day. And when you go into, but when you see a link, if you type it out yourself, just remember that the link is case sensitive. Because if you don't use the case sensitive letters, you won't get there. You won't be able to find it. I've made that mistake personally on my own. So anything else this morning for anybody? Okay, then I think we're going to close this out for today. Thank you so much for being here. I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning for our coffee clatch. I hope you found this information really important, that you will get really involved with this idea of the egg farmers up in Ontario and egg farmers, local egg farmers here in the U.S. Take your power back. Reclaim our power over our food and over our choices and keep the heat on our government officials. I mean, just because somebody gets approved doesn't mean like, oh, great, done with that nonsense. I don't need to pay that attention to that anymore. No, now that you're engaged, keep engaged because we don't want to go back to what we just experienced for over the last 4 years. Watch our daily broadcast every day at 11 a.m. Check into dr1020.com. Check into drtenpenny.com if you're an existing member to register to sign your member to find your membership there. If you're a brand new member and you want to join us and support us, go to shoptenpenny.net and hover over the podcast tab there. Check into drtenpenny.substack.com every day for a little daily inspiration and read my stuff on Saturday and Sunday. So with that, I want to thank everybody for being here this morning. Thank you, my team, who's just endlessly wonderful. I don't know what I would do without the girls in the backdrop and all the things that they put together, writing the newsletters, Jackie's help on our book that's coming out in a couple of weeks. Michelle just, I'd have to spend another hour talking about all the things that Michelle and Diane and Patricia do. And Cookie, you always operate the boards and you're always important to learning for you and all the things that we do on the other side. You guys are all just absolutely wonderful. And I couldn't do this. We couldn't do this without you. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my broadcasts with, whether they're live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in trouble and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust him for everything. He will never let you down. We'll see you again, same place, same time. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye and God bless.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold